VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Selena. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hello, everybody! I'm Selena. I know last week's episode was a bit of a downer, so this week, let's change it up and talk about some English speaking techniques. I'm honestly really glad I found this video because these are exactly the tips that helped me improve my English speaking skills. When I first took the oral training class in college, the first thing my professor said to me was, "Slow down." And me, you know, being a rebel, of course, I refused to take her advice. I just thought my professor was annoying and didn't know what she's talking about. But then, during one oral presentation, I looked at my classmates and found everyone looking confused and bored. As it turned out, I was speaking incredibly fast that no one could understand a word. That's when I learned to really slow down and make sure every word is pronounced clearly. So remember, don't crank up your speaking rate at the expense of clarity. I learned that the hard way. Grammar is another thing I used to care a lot about. I'm sure many of you share this concern. English is our second language and we're afraid of being laughed at if we messed up our grammar. But the truth is, no one really notices your grammar mistakes unless you make a big deal out of it. If you accidentally say something wrong, just roll with it and move on. Don't go back and change it. It's okay to make mistakes once in a while. That's how we learn and grow. Just make sure you don't make the same mistakes next time. This video also mentions the third tip to improve your fluency. And this is our sentence of the day. Avoid complication and try to express yourself as simple as possible. Focus on the core message of what you want to say. Avoid complication and try to express yourself as simple as possible. Focus on the core message of what you want to say. 那这句主要是在说避免复杂化，试着用越简单的句子来表达会越好，并专注在你主要想传达的讯息上。So basically, you need to be precise and accurate with your words, and that's how you can communicate effectively.
好，那现在我们来看到今天的发音重点吧。今天有两个发音重点。
The first one is express yourself. Express yourself.
那 express 跟 yourself 它们放在一起的时候呢 ，express 它会有点连过去，所以直接变成 express yourself. 那我念慢一点的话就是 express yourself.
Express yourself.
那念快一点就是 express yourself.今天的第二个发音重点是一个很常见到的单字 message
message
message 的第一个 e 是念倒三的那个 a 那 message 的 a 它很特别是有点念成短母音 it it 合起来的话就是 message 那个 a 也可能弱化成 schwa 就会念成 message
message fantastic
那现在我们来看到单字吧。今天的第一个单字有点长，就是 complication。
complication
它当作名词用，意思是使情况复杂化的事物。
The heavy snow added further complications to our camping trip.
大雪为我们的露营之旅增添了更多麻烦。那这个字它的形容词就是 complicated。
complicated。
意思就是复杂的、麻烦的。
The situation was so complicated that we decided to cancel our plan.
这场雪呢，使情况变得相当复杂，因此我们决定取消露营的计划了。
So, the next word is express.
Express. 它在这个句子当作动词用，意思是陈述、表达。
Sometimes I find it hard to express myself.For fear that I would get laughed at.
不知道大家有没有这种感觉？有时候我觉得表达自己的想法有点困难，因为我怕被嘲笑。 那 express 它当作陈述表达的名词的话是 expression 像是 other people can easily understand my emotion from my facial expression 其他人能轻易的从我的脸部表情知道我的情绪 finally 到最后一个单字啦 core 它当作名词意思是核心关键In order to fix the issue, we need to find out the core of the problem. 为了解决问题，我们必须找到它的核心，这样才不会治标不治本。好，那 core 这个字的话，它当名词也可以当果核，所以当动词的话就是去掉果核这个动作。For example, core the peaches so that children won't accidentally swallow the pit. 将桃子去核。这样小孩子才不会不小心把果核吞下去。像我以前就常常乱吞东西，吞一些什么口香糖啊、鱼刺啊，所以我觉得把果核去掉真的很重要。That's it for today's episode. I really recommend you check out this video. And remember, speaking English is supposed to be fun and spontaneous. So don't put too much pressure on yourself.Language is a way of communication, and as long as you can talk to others, the nuances don't matter that much. What do you think of this video? Does it help? Tell me in the comment section below, and don't forget to leave your recordings. In the meantime, stay safe, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye, everybody!